Hello, everybody. I am presenting from Black Hat in Las Vegas. And Black Hat is the cybersecurity field industry's biggest event in every year. All the cybersecurity vendors get together. And this year, of course, the biggest topic is not another threat, but it was CrowdStrike's outage, causing the global IT outage. And since Trend Micro is the longest standing cybersecurity company, and I am the longest standing, the most veteran in the cybersecurity industry, so I share my experience and talking about the balance between IT operation and security operation. Actually, I think the transforming IT infrastructure in the past 35 years, we've seen from the desktop and connecting to local area LAN and then going to internet, transforming to cloud, and now transforming into AI-centric IT operation. And during this time, we actually seen the changing of cybersecurity, or especially host-based desktop securities changing organization. Originally, all of this operation was, when we started, desktop security was managed by the IT team. We always talk to the IT managers. And then it moved to server, and we starting to talk to the server, but still it's the IT operation team. Until when internet come out, gradually we seeing, oh, there's network operation team also in the picture, because of firewall and IPS, all of this come together. But always we were working alongside and manage a lot of time cybersecurity are managed by the IT operation side. Until about 2010, we starting to see this security operation center. People are setting up a special organization to manage cybersecurity because of ransomware, because cybersecurity become the center stage. And was this moving into IT operation, moving into security operation? That was great that people starting to focus on cybersecurity and set up a special organization to manage it. However, the balance between security operation and IT operation is now tilted too much, a little bit too much. And the problem is because in IT operation, what we see is it's a very conservative, and its index of performance is always business continuity, and it's 99.999. The downtime is the most important thing that IT operation will manage. While in security, mainly focusing on the index called mean time to detect, mean time to protect, mean time to response. All of this is raising and a lot of times security operations people, their mind is just looking at the attacker and forgot their main operation. Security is for ensure the business continuity, not just stopping the attack. So I think there's a need to rebalance the security operation and IT operation, and also understand the cyber risk management. Not only the cyber attack risk management, but also how do you deploy and manage the cybersecurity product? personally, I think a CrowdStrike, they're originally coming from the detection and response, EDS field. When you sit aside and you just let the traffic go through, if you manage it and you want to have a very fast detection, it does not impact the IT operation. But when they're moving into the protection, endpoint protection side, when you need to stop the traffic, you need to protect the operation. And that part, I think the mentality need to be adjusted, tilted back to the IT operation part. So Trend Micro, we have come from the IT operation part, and we have a lot of practice that was doing the EPP, the endpoint protection part. So we have all those like the ring deployment and the very strict update management, all of those, I think this time our customer and we as security vendor, we all need to reflect on how we manage our own cybersecurity operation. Especially at this time, because we believe, Trend Micro believe that AI, when customers are now implementing AI, AI will greatly impacting the business operation and therefore changing the IT operation. So this whole formula, we call it the cybersecurity formula, customers' cybersecurity problem X equal to infrastructure change plus user behavior change minus threat actors change. These are the formula, and when customers are implementing, initiating an AI project, all three of this will be impacted. Already we see the threat actors are using AI. There's more scam, more spear phishing, and more deepfake. These are the threat actors. They are changing and they are getting faster. But at the same time, customers, when implementing AI, they need to set up new data access and authorization, and their management of the AI application will be changed. For instance, we're seeing that AI accelerating the need for a balanced act at this time. If I take a simple a real example, when you deploy any company, when they deploy Copilot or any AI, Gen AI application, they will find that their data was controlled by each of the different applications, such as HR application, control HR data, finance application, control finance data, or sales and marketing application, CRMs, control the customer data. But when you apply using Gen AI and you want to utilize all this data to generate the business index that help your operation, then you need to break this data silo. You need to let AI application able to consume all this data, so that if you ask the AI and say, hey, how do I improve the company performance by reducing 1%, increase 1% of the profit margin, it would look through all this data and it will generate the answer. But this create a big problem. A lot of people starting to find out that when they deploy the Gen AI application, they will find that, hey, how come my the junior engineer was able to see all the financial data, which shouldn't be, and my salespeople were able to see all the company's salary structure, all the engineers' salary. These are the big problem of AI that is impacting the cybersecurity. And therefore, there's a need to relook into the AI application, how it will impact the IT operation, and therefore design the new cybersecurity practice alongside with the AI. That's why Trend Micro has been focusing a lot recently and announcing new products to address this type of new risk. And for instance, the employee that was using, no matter it's outside OpenAI, the public AI service, or the company's own application, AI application, there is a risk that the workforce misuse those AI services, such as the example of Samsung's engineer posting all of the source code onto the OpenAI to ask for advice, and that will leak the information. So this is one of the problems. First, the employee workforce will have the AI misuse, and customer were starting to set up the data center, AI data center. And within this type of AI data center, customer care a lot about AI sovereignty, and they need to make sure all this domain knowledge are under their control. And therefore, we are working with a lot of company like the AI Foundry. They were helping enterprise customer train the data, train the AI model. And at the same time, when they train those models, they need to be able to implement the good IAG, which is a way to filter the data and regulate the data usage, enhance the data. And those are where Trend Micro will implement our Cybertron, our own cyber security special trained LLM to be used by all this enterprise and AI Foundry ecosystem usage. And so Trend Micro, now we have all these four areas that we want to secure an AI-powered enterprise with Trend Micro. Securing the AI workforce, safeguarding the enterprise LLM, such as we work with NVIDIA, and NVIDIA was publishing their MIM service, their microservice, to enable enterprise to build their own enterprise AI. And while they were building that enterprise AI, Trend Micro would have our own cybersecurity AI that can be built into their enterprise AI. And so this is safeguarding enterprise LLM. And also, we have all this AI gateway that we can secure the next generation AI data center, where when they deploy those AI services, they're using the container, Llama 3, and we were able to secure that type of new generation AI data center. And lastly, we also use AI to address the new type of threats. So for instance, recently we published a new service that is a deepfake detector that we can detect those deepfake video conference. Those threats are real. And we also are building the linguistic threat detection, because nowadays consumers, their biggest problem is no longer just the virus, the malicious code. It's someone that was using language no matter it's a text message, an email, or a phone call, or a video conference call, that trick them to do something, that type of a scam. And I think we launched that type of a anti-scam service that can utilize, we utilize large language model to defense against this type of scam very effectively. So these are all of the Trend Micro securing AI power enterprise. And with that, we of course need to work very closely with the infrastructure builder, which is NVIDIA. Not only we utilizing their speed GPU, their best speed, their computing power. We need to better utilize their computing power so that we can do all those detection and building up the cybersecurity model that deal with the new threats much more faster. But also, cybersecurity, we ourselves actually is a big data problem. We need to like finding the needle from the big hay, and therefore we need to consume a lot of computing power to do that. And I think with the new AI and utilizing NVIDIA's GPU, we will be better handle all this big data and generate solving a new customer problems such as the SIM and SOAR and the compliances problem that they need to collect all those security log and find out all this information. So we also will be able to work with NVIDIA closely. We always go together to talk to the enterprise customer while they were setting up their AI application, and we can at the same time be the reference design when they were designing their AI application. So that's how we were working with NVIDIA. And just yesterday, together with NVIDIA, we were keynote speaking at the AI Summit at the Black Hat. And yesterday, we also have a joint press release about Trend Micro and NVIDIA together. We are working on the enterprise AI and the government's, they call it AI sovereignty problem. And what I was fresh on from the platform ourselves, we launched this Zero Trust Secure Access AI Gateway, and just on August 1st, and we already have several of these customers that they were using, and they pay for this AI services, and we're very happy that we're starting to see our investment, our research that we come out with the securing the AI solution was getting the great positive feedback. And I believe Trend Micro this wave is leading the wave, because in Black Hat, we Trend Micro are the thought leader, and all the customers are saying that your solution is really addressing our AI application problem. And we are the I could say Trend Micro currently is the leading one in the AI security field. So that's all. That's our, the last one is our Trend Micro's slogan everywhere in Las Vegas now. It's called Imagine with AI, Secure with Trend. And that's our strategy for AI. Thank you.